This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, why don't we just say what we think it's going to be like. For example, if the grid goes down, okay? If the grid goes down, what happens?
Well, the first 50% of people that die are from dehydration and exhaustion. Even before the pandemic, the earthquake, the mountain falling on you, the person trying to rob you of your drugs, it will be dehydration and exhaustion. If you have your water organized now, that alone puts you in the 50% survival category by all standards up to throughout history. That's item one. Once you have your water together, then you have a list of other things you need to concern yourself with, like food, entertainment. Entertainment is just as important as heat and cooling for refrigerating foods to save them, you know, like cold storage for apples. That's what we did up in Washington. We had a cellar, and we had traps down there to keep the animals out of getting into our food. And we would store things like apples and other kinds of things in cold storage that would last all year round in the cellar, in the basement. That basement, that cellar, is probably also going to be needed because even the Hopi are saying that something is going to come off the sun that's going to sterilize the earth in one moment, and that you are going to need 10 feet of protection between you and the sun of earth. So you need to have a hidey hole or cave or a basement or something that gives you 10 feet of earth between you and the surface of the earth. And right now, that's already being observed with UVBs and UVCs, with the amount of flies on manure and the ants that are down. This is a serious problem that has been projected by the Hopi and the Clovis. That's exactly, you can count on that. Even Jet Propulsion Laboratory is saying that, and Suspicious Observers is saying that the sun is changing. You remember when it used to be yellow, it is now white. What does that mean? Well, our radiation shield is changing, and the bandwidths coming off the sun is also changing, both of which are toxic.
Okay, I think you're right on the money. And
this is the third thing. It will be your neighbor that most likely saves your life. It is not about location, location, location. That's true in terms of this event over that. But, and if you want to be educated in that, the book I've always keyed off of is We Are the Earthquake Generation. That book pretty well runs down habitat in terms of what you can look forward to. However, it isn't even about that. Right now, 2 days ago, I posted 3 days ago, that the North Pole, that means inside, you know, Fort Yukon and the inside of the Arctic Circle, has no ice. It's all gone. That means the oceans are going to start flooding, and you can count on New York and Florida going underwater. You can count on that.
I'm looking at how much energy we use, and you mentioned 10 feet underground. Well, one of the first things that's going to happen when the grid goes down is electric heating and cooling systems are going to quit.
Well, the grid, yeah. The electric and delivery systems like propane and oil will stop because of fuel problems and just-in-time delivery systems with food. Mm-hmm. That's why having a basement is so important in many, many ways, where you keep your storage or canned foods. Backup. Water. Replacing the water every so often.
Mm-hmm. Let me share with our class what we're talking about in specific numbers. So immediately, when the grid goes down, whether it be a widespread outage or locally, electric heating and cooling systems will shut down. Of course, that means in the winter, homes will begin to get colder. In the summer, hotter. So the air conditioning systems of buildings, whether they be apartment buildings, high-rise buildings, homes, businesses, it doesn't matter. Those are the big energy consumers. How much? Well, I'm looking at what our local electric cooperative, Laclede, says. They say that 53% of the energy amount that's consumed by a homeowner is for heating and cooling, 53%. And 17% is for heating water, meaning hot water. So three-quarters of your energy, roughly. Well, if you put in,
that's another category, sanitation. You know, keeping clean with fingernails and other kinds of bugs that get into all sorts of orifices and cracks. Mm-hmm. That, sanitation is right at the very top as another primary category you have to consider. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us misuse water tremendously with baths and soap, when in fact it's more likely bleach and nobody's really prepared. I'm not. I'm going to be in shock when it happens. We had a power outage 2 days ago for 3 hours here in Grants Pass. There were only I think it was 4,000 homes that were affected. I was one of them. I had no warning. It was gone. I walked over to see if my neighbor, his power was out. It was. I couldn't call 911 to find out because they didn't even know. 911 did not know. I ended up having to call the power company. And they have an emergency hotline, and they had a recording saying what was going on to alleviate. But imagine if that system is out. What do you do next? Well, it's your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And you find out if it's just you, your neighbor, the block, or the entire West Coast. You don't know.
So let's say those who live in the city lose power, and they're in an apartment complex. There will be no heating or air conditioning. And hospitals and television stations.
Imagine 12 lights up and having to go to the bathroom and do you flush your toilet when you don't have it. Power.
That's another
sanitation.
Point.
Sanitation.
Mm-hmm. So hospitals, radio, television stations, data centers, they're going to switch over to emergency power. But most of those facilities do not have emergency power that can run the air conditioning or the heating system. They don't, because those are enormous power hogs. So what will happen is data centers are going to begin to heat up. Now, in the winter, maybe that's not so bad for the short run, but maybe an hour later, those computers will overheat the building, and they'll have to be shut down, or the computers will go into self-destruct mode. Computers without uninterruptible power are going to lose power. Tall buildings reliant on booster pumps to pump the water past the lower floors to a tank up top, they won't be able to pump the water. So only The water that's in the tanks on the upper floors will have water until they run dry, and then they won't be, that water won't be replaced. Entire cities are going to lose water pressure, and that's going to force people to boil their water if they have a way to boil the water. Now, if they're dependent on their electric stove, they're probably out of luck. If they have a gas stove, well, that's great, but a lot of gas stoves have electronic spark ignition, which requires the stove to be plugged into an outlet so that they spark to light the flame. So do you have matches? If you don't have matches, why not? So now we're looking at boiling your water if you don't have potable water from the city. Now, if you're in a subway, that'd be a lot of fun because you get a chance to spend time with some people who are going to become your best friends. And they're going to be on the cell phones for a while trying to figure out what's going on. The lights will be out. You won't be able to see what you're doing. And you're going to be trapped in a tunnel in a tube.
Yeah, I've also said that a zombie is East L.A. when they're out of food. That's
traffic lights.
You're going to watch people pilfering and stealing out of stores thinking there's no law enforcement and they can get something for free. That's what happened in East L.A. when the power grid went down there. You can count on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that,
and
that happens.
The things they're going to be after mostly are your money and your drugs.
Well, that's going to happen probably several hours after the, you know, that instant that the grid goes down. I'm just talking about the instant it goes down. So what's going to happen is traffic lights are going to stop. Now, some of them, well, they're going to go out instantly. And that means that you're now looking at four-way stops at the intersection, which means that now you're going to have traffic backing up. And you're going to have increased accidents because of all those friendly people who give you the finger today when the traffic lights are working and they cut you off because they're more important than the rest of us are. So there are going to be more accidents. And once you have an accident, everything stops. Credit card terminals are going to stop working. If they're operable at all, there'll be limited commerce. But you can buy things for cash. But who knows the price of things?
So if you went into the cash? If the banks are closed. And you can't go to an ATM.
Well, ATMs are going to shut down. So immediately, the ATMs stop working when there is a grid down situation.
And so, how much money does your bank hold at any given day?
Well, maybe, well, I know we've broken the bank years ago when we lived in Virginia and had a business there. $10,000, $13,000, we'd clean out the bank, literally. They couldn't handle that kind of a cash withdrawal. Literally. We're also looking at landlines. Now, landlines are the last to go down. Okay, they have storage batteries, the kind that some people have for their solar systems, the nickel-iron batteries, and they are really large. And you probably get 3, 4, 5 hours maybe out of a for landlines. But who uses landlines anymore? I mean, we do here at the farm, but most people have cell phones. So the cell towers... Cell towers, if they don't have a battery backup, they're going to go down immediately. If they do have a battery backup, maybe they're backed up by a generator. But how much fuel does the generator have? It looks to me like they might be able to go 2 days, maybe 2 days. And then they're down. So you don't have much time to get communication operational in between you and whoever you need to talk to figure out. And where's your family? And how do you find them? And are they stuck? And are you going to go out and get them? Or are you going to wait for them to come home? Most people are going to panic and look for their children. That's right.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller mentioned the word battle plan. He's absolutely right. So, let's say, class, you're going to travel to the city. And here's what we do. Here's what we do at our farm. So if one person's going to the city, let's say it's just one. It's never one, but let's say it is. What we would do is we'd say, okay, what is your plan? How do you, first of all, we would make sure that if anybody needed anything, the person going to the city would be able to make that stop on the way or somewhere during the travel to and from the big city. And what we would do is we'd say, okay, so where is your first stop? I'm going to go to the farm store. Okay, good. All right, and then what? To the hydraulic store. Okay, and then what? Then I'm going to the automotive store. Okay, which one? Okay, good. And then to the supermarket. Okay, and then any other stops. So we would know the exact route, which road, and we'd know about the approximate time that our family member would be at each location. Okay? None of this requires a cell phone. Now, if something goes wrong, we would know about where the person would be and to go look for him if we were going to go look for him. Okay? And let's say you have a family member that goes to work. Same job every day, 5 days a week. Well, what you do is you get the free maps that your state offers, and you get three highlighters, and everybody gets a map. And there is a route, and you take the highlighter, the yellow, the blue, and the pink highlighters, and you say, okay, here are the different ways of getting to work. And then, like, if the husband's going to work, he says to the family, okay, I'm going to take the yellow route today. Now everybody knows it's the yellow route. Or I'm going to take the blue route or the pink route. Now you know exactly where to look should something go wrong. If you're going to look, and you're going to have to make that decision. So that's something you should think about. That's what we do here at the farm. Nobody leaves the farm and just disappears. Now, most family, people just pick up their jacket and they walk out the door. How crazy is that? They don't need to tell anybody. Heck, they're individuals. They're me first. They don't need to tell anybody where they're going. Really? Well, if you live in a 1950s or 1960s family like we do, you do communicate with everybody. And you have a list. And on that list you say, does anyone want to go to the store this week? What would be a good day? Who would like to go? What do we need? Make sure you put it on the list. Not what do we want. What do we need? Don't spend money you don't need to spend. And if you can buy it used, you should buy it used withdraw from the sales tax system if you can. Buy it used. Don't pay the government sales tax. Why would you do that? Why would you feed the beast? Anyway, those are some of the thoughts on how we operate. Joe in Arkansas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I got a question for Richard. Did he say about the Arctic ice melting?
Yes.
Okay, I just saw an article about a ship of climate change people that got stuck in the ice just a week ago.
So there is no ice inside the Arctic Circle at this moment.
Okay. It says between Norway and the North Pole. Maybe you could help me out where that exactly is.
Well, Norway is off-center, and that's the direction that the pole is moving physically. But right now, it's generally considered Fort Yukon, 40-mile circle. And that is the North Pole. Now, the South Pole has, in Antarctica, is dropping large glaciers as we speak. Is that global warming? Not exactly, because there are other places in Europe that are experiencing extreme cold. In fact, Jet Propulsion Laboratory and Suspicious Observers are both predicting the worst winter in recorded history in North America. They're suggesting that by 2024, there will be parts of Canada that are no longer habitable.
And we are bracing for it right here. We are. I'm not kidding. We're stacking wood.
Wood is your friend. That's going to be what saves you.
Joe Holt.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Emerald City is impeachment. And my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman just said.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. That's Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. If you'd like to peruse the website and buy some of his offerings, Joe in Arkansas is with us. And here at the farm, we are busy. We are really busy preparing for what we believe is going to be a rough winter. Extra hay. We need 400,000 pounds of hay. We are feverishly working on making that happen. We are feverishly working on stacking wood for the wood stove. We have bought spare parts for the heating system should there be a failure. I suggest you consider doing that, class. Well, nobody's thinking about the winter yet. Nobody's thinking about wood yet. And nobody's thinking about heating systems. They will when it starts getting cold. But why don't you jump on it right now? If you have a propane tank, prices are quite low right now. They will go up. They go up as it gets colder. People want to get propane. Why? Why not get it now? I paid about $1.199 about the last time I topped off, which was maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago. And they gave me 25 gallons free in addition to that. So I suggest you jump on that if you want to prepare, because propane is going up in price. Heating oil wholesale cost is about $1.87 a gallon. I'm going to top that off too. So this is when we buy heating oil, and this is when we buy energy, you know, liquid energy, fuel oil, because it's at the lowest price in this part of the year. Joe in Arkansas, any comments?
No, I don't. I'm about to go out and glean some apples after today, where there's a bunch of apples down on a neighbor's lawn, and she's given me permission to go in and get a bunch of boxes of apples so that we might make a bunch of stuff. I hate what's happening.
Joe, did you have anything else?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. This is what drives me crazy. This is what drives me crazy. Is the ice melting or is it not melting? Is this particle bogus?
I don't know. It's
well, I can tell you this.
It's not global cooling. What's actually happening is our sun is changing. It is historically recorded that it goes through these phases. And here we are going through those phases, just like throughout history. And each time this change has occurred, there is survivors, but they crawl out of a cave.
Okay. Well, according to this article, it says these people were climate change documentary film team, and they had to be evacuated by helicopter because of the ice.
I the quality of my phone is such I couldn't understand what you said, and I apologize. It's not you. It's the quality of the bandwidth of CenturyLink.
Okay. Well, I'll try again. It's the...
Joe, let me. Okay, go ahead.
No, I just was going to say, it says it's an Arctic tour with climate change documentary film team, and they had to be evacuated by helicopter because of the ice.
Okay, I don't know what that's about. I can tell you that at some point there won't be people to help you evacuate when you need help. That you're going to be on your own, and that's when I meant it will be your neighbor that saves your life.
I've got a comment for you, Joe. Joe,
yeah.
I read an article that said a couple days ago, the Pacific Ocean is warming in very large patches, and I was looking at a satellite temperature map, and there's no question the Pacific Ocean is warming. Then I just went to the Internet. Part of the Pacific Ocean is not warming as expected. So here's what we do. We don't know what's true and what's not true. There's so much disinformation, so many lies, and anybody can put up a website. Anybody can write an article. Anybody can publish. Okay? So what we do is we don't believe the weatherman. We don't believe weather.com. We don't believe weather.org. We don't believe weather.gov. Because they're wrong all the time. So what we do is, all right, as farmers, we are absolutely dependent on the weather. We were racing around like crazy a couple days ago because there was a 50, 60, 70, 80% chance of rain, and we're out in the field. I mean, we're feverishly working trying to get the hay baled.
Yeah.
And then it goes to 10%. Then all of a sudden, that 80% rain goes to 10%. Instantly. They can't figure it out. And if we depended on them for everything we do, we'd be out of business. So what you have to do is use your own mind and try to figure out what you think is really happening. You can't believe a lot of the things that
you read. And it's different for each of us, by the way. That's the other part of it. What's true for you is not for me. And that's because I live in a different zone. I live with different values. And my upper brain, I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have believed it. You have to be very careful of your personal beliefs and why you believe this way over that. That colors everything. That's what I'm writing about right now. How much that creates the reality you think is going to happen. And trying to be positive in a sea of confusion requires instinct. And when you come from that place, you do not make mistakes, ever.
And Joe?
Yeah.
I wanted to buy farm fuel. And farm fuel is diesel fuel. Farm fuel, diesel fuel, and home heating oil are all the same thing. They're all the same, except for the difference in tax. Diesel fuel has green dye added to it, and that's for on the road. And it's about 40 cents more expensive per gallon, roughly, depending on where you live, because it has road tax on it, tax so you can use it on the road. And sometimes people with uniforms and guns and two-way radios and handcuffs and tasers will stop you and want to look inside your tank, withdraw some of your fuel to see if it's the right color, meaning, did you pay tax? Okay? If not, there's a huge fine that they will impose on you if you have the wrong color fuel, meaning whether you paid tax on it or not. I've been trying to get farm fuel for several days now. Call the company. No answer. I called them during the break. Left another message. Now, if I don't hear from them, I'm going someplace else. I am not... I like being loyal, and I will be loyal. But I won't be without. Okay? I will not put our family at risk. Maybe there's something wrong with the company. Maybe someone is sick. But... and I appreciate that, and I'm sorry if that is the case. But I will not put our family at risk because they are unable to deliver. I'll be loyal as long as I can. But when I can't, I'm moving on. So what I'm saying is, Joe, you're in charge. You have to take care of you and your family. Your family is most important to you. Your family is not as important to the blue team as it is to you. And if you think that the blue team is going to come to your rescue when things get terrible, let's say grid down situation, if you think they're going to come to your house to help you before they go to their house and help their family, I think that won't happen. I think they're going to take care of themselves first, just as you should take care of yourself first. So just because people are paid and have uniforms and take oaths, I don't think that means so much. I think it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves. And if your neighbors are of the same mindset, that's wonderful. But I haven't seen too much of that. Now, I've only been working on this for, 8 years, trying to get people to pay attention, to take care of themselves. And I've been a total abject failure at doing that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I mentioned to the first guy I met in Missouri. He happened to stop by a few days ago. He's one of our instructors. And his name is Roger. And he's been at the meetups, and he's taught some seminars at the meetups. He was a realtor. He's a brilliant guy. One of the smartest guys I know. And I said, Roger, we don't have very many friends here. And he laughed. It's like, no kidding, Finelli. You don't have many friends here.
Did you know that 25% of the millennials do not have a best friend?
I believe it.
It is a value system now, which is different than older values. Are they better? I don't know.
Well, no, no, wait, hold it. Are you questioning the older value system versus the new? There's no question.
I'm trying to be open-minded about it.
I can't be open-minded. When I look at some... When I look at somebody with pink hair, I am not open-minded. When I look at two men holding hands and kissing, I am not open-minded. When I look at two women holding hands and kissing, I am not open-minded. My stomach is just about ready to lose its contents.
I've tried to be a little more limber. Good luck.
I'm going to go down being non-limber. I will probably be the last guy on the radio talking about normal 1950s values where dad is the head of the household, dad works with mom, they join in for discussion to decide, you know, what's going to happen, how it's going to work. Mom is the primary person raising the children while dad goes to work. Mom and dad work together. They make decisions together. It's not a dictatorship, but yeah, dad is the head of the household. The children will behave. The children will do chores. The children are part of the decision as they are competent to do that. The children learn from mom and dad. Those are the values that I have. And this homosexual movement, craze, fad, is foreign to me. It's
the
foreign.
Part that bothers me the most is on the credit cards and surveys that you do, they'll ask you, are you a male, a female, or other? And I'm not sure how to respond. Why would they put the other in there when, I know why, because there are 36 different new genders. And they're teaching that in grade school.
Okay, so here's where mom and dad need to go visit the school. And here's what you do, class. And I've done this. I would never recommend you do anything I don't do or haven't done. I have gone to the school system and I said, "Hi, I'm here. This is Mrs. Finelli, and we're here to take a tour." Now. No preparation, no advance warning. I'm paying y'all to do this. So it costs $10,000+ a year to educate, that's in quotes, a child in Missouri at the public training camp. I want to see what you guys are doing.
Hey, you guys have a great day. I'll get off of here.
Yep. And if you don't see what you like or you see what you don't like, then you run for the school board. And then...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about the grid down situation. And so you know that cell phone service will typically go down before the landlines go down. But what will happen is airports are going to have a tough time, because they won't be able to pump fuel. Then you have medication. How are you going to get your medication from your pharmacy if they don't have electricity? And then 4 hours after, what I was talking about so far was instantly what will happen. 4 hours later, the backup systems on alarms are going to fail. So brick-and-mortar businesses are going to have to be guarded. If you own one, you'll have to guard it, or it will be left vulnerable. Okay, and if you have a home, you're going to have to figure out where do you want to be, at the business or at the home. And customers who are criminals, well, we'll call them criminals, are aware of this. So that's going to be a huge concern if you have a business. And then if you have a generator up and running, that's great. But you're going to need to refuel about every 4 hours. And you're going to have to keep doing that. You're going to have to check the oil level. You're going to have to stop and start it. There's going to be noise that says you have a generator. Now, store shelves in businesses will begin to empty within 4 hours. So it's going to be price gouging. That happens. Not everywhere, but profiteering, panic buying, hoarding. Tempers are going to flare. Batteries, bottled water, flashlights, candles, and fuel are hit first. And the cell phone circuits are going to be overloaded. Why? Because everybody's going to say, what happened? They're going to call their friend, a neighbor, and say, and their family, hey, you have any electricity? There'll be long, 6 hours later, there'll be long lines at gas stations. if they're able to pump gas at all, if they have generators running, then they're going to run out of gasoline. And most people will have to use the bathroom by now, within 6 hours. And they're going to discover that the toilet's no longer flush. This is what's going to happen. Not might. This is what's going to happen. Rick, any comments?
No, I'm good. I'm going to just stay where I am right now. I've said enough.
Okay. So 8 hours later, the utility companies have gotten their generators up and running, and just to keep some of their infrastructure up. Some people don't realize how big the blackout or grid down situation is. So they're going to light some candles. I mean, the first thing that happens is you look for light. You know, if it's dark, you want light so you can see what you're going to bang into, right? And then the looting starts. And then the first guy who needs baby formula because his wife says, "What are you going to do? She's crying. What's the matter with you? Go fix this. Go get some baby formula. You know we don't have any." So he goes out and he looks at the store. He looks at the store window. People are gathering outside the big stores, supermarkets. And all it takes is one guy to lose it and break the window. And then they all jump through the window. Then they loot. They don't know if the power is going to come on now or in an hour or tomorrow. They don't know. But they know they need the baby formula. But that starts the looting. Then the TVs go out the door. And gas stations are out of fuel, and it's costing them a fortune to own that property. They're losing revenue. Refrigeration's not working. What about insulin? People who need insulin, it needs to be refrigerated. Now what? What I'm trying to say is, have you all thought about this? Those at night, what happens? Well, people have CPAP machines and oxygen concentrators. Okay, if you don't have a way of keeping them running, they're not going to run. Now, are you going to wake up tomorrow? Maybe, maybe not. If you need oxygen, it's going to be tough. If you have a CPAP machine, it's going to be tough. Crime rate goes up when the sun goes down. Then the next thing that happens, day number two, is fuel rationing. Emergencies are declared. Fuel rationing begins. Freezers begin to thaw. People say, well, good time to have a party, right? We've got that beef in the refrigerator. Either we throw it out or we eat it. So let's eat it. So they pig out on that. Then casualties and fatalities due to heat and cold increase. Healthcare, where do you go for that? The doctors aren't going to their stations. The nurses aren't going to their stations. They're worried about themselves. Day three. Fatigue. Law enforcement is overwhelmed. Firefighters are overwhelmed. EMTs are overwhelmed. Nurses and doctors, well, I mentioned it, they begin not showing up. Violent crime goes up. Looting picks up. Then cities set up portable morgues and refrigerated trucks for the dead. That's only day three. Rick, any quick comments?
Water. Make sure you have your water. If you have that, that gives you a 50% right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. Water.
He's absolutely right. So, tomorrow's not good enough, class. Fix it today. Fix it today. Talk to your family. Have a meal with your family. Spend time as a family together and talk about these things. Love all, honesty, and integrity.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.